Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everybody. It's the Get Up Show, 98.7 Simon. This is one of those stories where you can tell if someone's worked in a restaurant or not. You've done serving before,
yes,
and bartending.
And Most definitely.
I've done just about everything else in the kitchen and stuff. So it's been a debate on the internet. Is it cool to get a table at a restaurant 15 minutes before it closes?
Okay, so say they close at 10 and you walk in at 9:45. Is that okay?
Right.
I can see it from both sides. I know what it's like to be that server and you're like, oh, good, 15 minutes until we close. You know, I'm trying to get everything together. You just want to get out of there, whatever. And then a table walks in, you're like, oh, man. But
I've also been the person who's like, I'm dying to get a meal.
Right. And, oh, well, that place doesn't close till 10. You know, let's go there.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, it's not 10 yet. So here's my, I actually have my solution to that maybe, is to, on your hours, say you close at 9:30.
Oh, what, just pre-do it? See, because business owners will serve like, I mean, they're like, yeah, someone walks in at 9:59, serve them.
I mean, the owner will, but so just like make your hours till 9:30. So what that actually means is the last table gets set at 9:30. If you don't come in before that,
I remember,
then you can't be set.
I worked at an open kitchen, so, you know, I was cooking and people could hear and see me.
Uh-huh.
And an order came in and I wasn't even thinking about it. And me and the other guy were kind of like,
bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah. So after we get done, we sit down, and this guy, you know, is at the bar next to us. He's like, hey, thanks for cooking that food. And I was like, oh, guys, I'm so sorry.
I mean, when you say you're open till 10, you're open till 10.
Oh, I felt so bad. All right. Yeah, I know. But this, what are you going to do? All right, what's up?
Good morning. It's been a long time since I heard John Lennon Watching the Wheels.
Man, I haven't thought about that one in forever. Who is this?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.